Haynes Friends of Recycling has been operating in Haynes for nearly 25 years. The local nonprofit organization boasts 125 volunteers and over twice as many members, including families, businesses, and organizations. Board member Melissa Aronson has been interested in recycling since the first Earth Day in 1970 when she was a junior high science teacher and joined the Friends of Recycling when she moved to Haynes in 2005. Since then, the group has expanded the types of waste that they recycle, including the two electronic recycling days held the first week of June. Aronson says they started doing electronic recycling in 2007.
And that was the year that the school moved from the old building into the current building. And between the school moving and doing a lot of cleanup and just a backlog of electronics at that point, that first year we were overwhelmed with over 25,000 pounds of electronics. We've been doing this now every year, and in 2023, we took in 10,192 pounds. Our total for the 17 years is 233,693 pounds of electronics that have been sent out for recycling.
All electronics gathered are shipped to Zender Environmental Health and Research Group in Seattle for proper recycling. While the Friends of Recycling Center is open year-round, Aronson points to the active role that the group plays in the community during the warmer months.
We do so many things. In April, we do Earth Day. In June, we do the electronic recycling. We do the zero waste for the fishermen's barbecue. We clean up the parade grounds in Clinkett Park after the bike race. This year, we're doing our scrap metal recycling June 30 and July 1. Then in July, we do zero waste at Clinkett Park during the picnic. And then we provide all kinds of services to the fair to keep the food court a zero waste event. And then in the middle of all of that, we do fishnet recycling a couple of times. So it's a busy summer.
The next special recycling days will be June 30th and July 1st when the Haynes Recycling Center will be taking in scrap metal. Thanks to a grant from the borough, this year's scrap metal recycling will be free for households, though Aronson outlined some limitations.
We're asking that nobody bring any more than 100 pounds of scrap metal to us. When we didn't put that limit on, we ended up with 7 40-foot vans of scrap metal, and that was just ridiculous. That was overwhelming. So a limit of 100 pounds per household, and it is a focus on households. If anybody shows up with a dump truck, we're going to turn around and send them home. So please separate steel from any other metals. We're looking primarily for steel at this event, and a magnet will tell you if it's steel or not, because magnet sticks to steel but not to the other kinds of metal. Make sure the steel is no more than 4 feet in length in any direction.
Aluminum, copper, brass, and stainless steel can also be recycled if separated, as well as motors if drained of any fluids. She says that over 700,000 pounds of steel has been shipped out of Haynes since 2010. She says without the services of the Friends of Recycling, Haynes would look like a different place.
If it wasn't for Haynes Friends of Recycling, there would be either a whole lot more stuff stashed in people's houses and garages or along the side of the road, or the landfill would be filling up really fast, and then the citizens would be having to look at the cost of a new landfill, which is, you know, siting and the cost of that, very expensive. So we're saving everybody in the community a lot of money by the services that we provide.
With the difficulty of recycling in a remote town like Haynes, Aronson gives all of the credit to the volunteers who she says selflessly give their time.
Well, it's an amazing town, you know. There's so many people here that volunteer, and in my opinion, it is the nonprofits and it's the volunteers that support the nonprofits that make this such a wonderful place to live.
Haynes Friends of Recycling is asking residents to hold off on bringing in any appliances during their 2 days of scrap metal recycling. More information on how to volunteer and membership forms can be found on their website, HaynesRecycle.org. For KHNS, I'm Brendan Wilkes.